be filled with excitement and expectation. Because God is the one who will be speaking today, this afternoon. I'm just the microphone. Oh, cover me with the blood of Jesus today.
Amen.
Because I want to be faithful, clean, and pure microphone so God can speak in and through me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, let's read that title. Wonderful title. You ready? Go ahead.
The problem of living through the believing.
One more time.
The problem of living through the believing.
Yeah, talk to somebody. God wants you to live a God-man living through the mingling.
Amen.
Okay. We have 66 books of the Bible. And it's not easy to read all of them, right? It's a great challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hopefully you read them all. If you haven't, maybe you can plan it to read the entire Bible. Now, today's message actually will tell you what is the main thrust, what is the main theme in the Bible. Out of those six books in the Bible, we can learn the main theme. God's purpose, God's heart, God's desire, God's interest, God's focus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you listen carefully today, then you will get God's heart, God's desire. Okay? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So when you know God's heart and God's desire, then you can read the Bible and you can understand better.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, isn't it wonderful that we are just a mere human being, right? We're just a mere human being. Okay? The man standing before you right now is Paul. And I'm just a mere human being, and I just, same as you are, you know, just so weak and fragile. Perhaps man itself is nothing, because I cannot even run faster than dog. I'm not stronger than horse, right? I cannot swim like fish. I cannot fly like bird, right? I'm so weak and fragile. The man itself is so weak and fragile. And can't do much. But you know what? What you see outwardly of me is not everything. You may see as a mere human being, Brother Paul here, right? But inside me, there's God living.
Amen.
There's triumph God living in me.
Amen.
And this is what makes my life different.
Amen.
This is what makes your life different.
Amen.
That God lives in you.
Amen.
I'm just a man, but I can live like God.
Amen.
Isn't that great?
Amen.
If you are believers, raise your hand if you are believers.
Hallelujah.
You are believers?
Amen.
Then God has called you to live a God-man life.
Amen.
We're all called to live a God-man life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is not enough for you to just be nice or live a good life. Or to show some mercy and show some love. With your own effort, with your own natural ability or natural gift. It is not enough. We need to learn to live by God who lives in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is perfect. Although I am imperfect, God is perfect.
Amen.
Although I am weak, God is strong.
Amen.
Although I am nothing, God is everything.
Amen.
He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's everywhere. And this God lives in me. And that makes my life very unique and very special. Praise the Lord. Your life is very special. Because God lives in you. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Some of you are, oh yes, I believe it. And I can feel it. And other people, you're looking at me like, huh? What are you talking about, huh? I don't feel anything. Lord Jesus, we need your mercy today. Because this shouldn't be just knowledge. This should be experienced by us. Okay, the triune God, we need to experience this wonderful God who lives in us. Okay? And after today's meeting, the service, I pray that your countenance will show, will manifest the triune God.
Hallelujah.
You will express God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you check your brother who's next to you? Look at him. Do you see God, man?
You're just a mere human. You're just a mere human being.
Here's a wonderful couple. I miss you couple so much.
Thank you.
Maybe a week.
Only 1 week.
1 week is too long for me. We miss so. You want to live wonderful marriage life?
Oh, wait,
you already do. But you can upgrade, right? Your wonderful marriage life. Mm-hmm. Right? When you see your wife, who do you see? When you see your husband, look at each other. Who do you see? Thank God they don't go, my enemy is my next. You love each other, huh? You know, the secret of happy marriage life, when you see your wife, when you see your husband, you don't just see her, but you gotta see God in her.
Amen.
You don't just see him, but you gotta see God in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you will honor each other. That you will respect each other. That you will not accuse each other. That you will not attack each other. But you will understand. Because God in you understands. God in you respects. God in you forgives.
Amen.
So if you live by God, then you always forgive, you always understand. You can live heaven-like life. But if you live without God, just a mere human being, the flesh, then life becomes miserable. Praise the Lord. Oh, look at this, 1 Corinthians 6:17. Many brothers recite this, right? Even today. So let's read these scriptures together. Begin.
My he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
This is one of the most important scriptures in the entire Bible. Okay? You know, God is one. There's only one God, amen? There's only one Son, amen? There's only one Holy Spirit, amen? There's one church, too. One body. So whoever is joined, that word is key, joined. Mingle. When you join with somebody, you are mingling. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I have been mingling with my wife for 25 years now. Amen. So because we live together for 25 years, we mingle for quite a bit of time now, right? Do you think, Rachel, do you think we mingle well?
Still mingling.
Somewhat, yes. Somewhat still mingling. Do you get it? It's not enough. 25 years is not enough to really understand each other. We are still learning. We are still understanding each other. Sometimes, really, sometimes we fight too. We argue. Why? Why? Lack of mingling. You see, if we don't mingle with God enough, then we don't understand what God is doing. We can easily complain and grumble. Complain, right?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Why me, God? Why me this time? Why this trouble again? Why this storm again? But when you mingle with Him, with His God's heart, you begin to understand why God is doing it. You begin to understand, appreciate, and thank Him more. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Entire Bible is talking about mingling.
Amen.
Now I want you to get this key word in the Bible. Mingling.
Amen.
Mingling.
Mingling.
This is why I like my brother here. He echoed after me. He reflects me.
Amen.
You see? When I speak, he reflects through his face, face expression. He encourages me so much. Right?
Mingling.
Yeah, mingling. We are mingling here. Praise the Lord. Some brother, like, they come with a downcast face. And they look at me with, don't, look at me with a smile. I need your smile. Praise the Lord. Oh, Brother Joma, you look so handsome today. This brother is a miracle. It's a miracle brother.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, he was laying in the Koryode Hospital, the University Hospital there. He was laying down like this. Only his eyes were moving. Like this, right? He had a blood cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We thought he's gonna die. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought he's gonna die. He was just moving like this. There's no hope, no help, no help. Thousands of dollars. How is he gonna get it? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The triune God was living in this brother.
Amen.
And he had a hope. And he began to mingle with God in him.
Amen.
Now look at him. He's fine.
Amen.
Look at him. This is God's miracle.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. amazing. Your life is really a miracle, Brother John. You should write a testimony. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, we're all joined to the Lord. We're all joined to the Lord. We are mingling now. We need to mingle with God more. Amen? Okay, next word. Okay, this is the Bible. Let's read it together. Begin. Okay, so Bible, you have to understand. Now, we're going to share a few scriptures. The entire Bible is a book of mingling between God and man. God had a desire and said, hey, triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit, they had a meeting and said, let us make man in our image. And we're going to mingle with man. And we're going to make man just like us in life and nature. Okay, we're going to duplicate ourselves. So, let's go to some scriptures, all right? Go through some scriptures, all right? Genesis 2:7. So this is the outcome of the triune God's meeting together, all right? Look at this verse. Read it together. Begin. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. Amen. So God, the triune God, formed the man, that was Adam, right? From the dust of the ground. Actually, we are dust. You know, this body is a dust. Praise God, this body is a dust. This flesh is dust. And praise God, we have a spirit within us. So it's a good dust then. Right? Our body dies, it goes away, it disappears. But the spirit within us does not disappear. So it's a precious dust. We have some pretty dust here too. Right? Sisters are pretty dust. We're all dust. Talk to somebody. Hey, dust. Hey, brother dust. Sister dust. Dust. You know, let us remember that we are nothing but dust. Without spirit, we're dust, right? There was a time, one of the church in the U.S., they begin the service like this, right? And then all the saints come and say, dust, bow down. Bow down to God, right? So dust, bow down. They all prostrate, bow down to God. And they begin worship like that. Just reminding ourselves that we are nothing but a dust, right? We are made with the dust here, right? So no matter how much you decorate your face, you're still dust. So don't invest too much money on your face and you know, all the surgery, right? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Because as times go by, when you get older, you'll go back to dust. Right? You and I, we are going back to dust. Okay, look. So dust, well, that was not everything. What happened here? Oh, God made man with the dust and he breathed into his nostrils. Breathe into his nostrils. Now this is mingling. God made man, all right, with dust, and then he breathed in the nostrils. He breathed something of him, something of himself. Something came out from him, and that was the breath of life. Is that? Do you see that? The breath of life. He breathed the breath of life, right, and man became a living being. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God, something from God came out and was added, was entered into the man. So this is mingling. Praise God, the Bible begins with a mingling. And Bible ends with mingling. Revelation chapter 22, the Spirit and the Bride say, they mingled together and they were one. You see, brothers and sisters, the entire Bible begins with a mingling and ends with a mingling. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to have a happy marriage life, you have to mingle well. It's not just living together. But you have to learn to mingle in the spirit and mingle in our soul. Amen. Husband and wife will be much more happier if we share same one. If we have one soul, one mind. Same thoughts, same emotion, and same will. Do you understand? Now, this is what God desires. God desires not only We are one in our spirit because Bible says he who joined together with the Lord is one spirit. Now we are one with God in our spirit, but that's not enough. God wants us to be one with him in our soul. Praise the Lord. Same mind. Same mind. Same mind. Do you understand? One thought. If we are thinking same thoughts, you know what? We are a very happy couple. Do you agree with that? It's not easy to have the same thought. Even after you live 30, 40 years of marriage life. Just because you are living together in one house, that doesn't mean you are, you know, happy. Right? You gotta have a one mind, one thought. So the whole Bible is talking about mingling. This breath of life, and Proverbs 20:27 says, spirit of man, that word spirit is neshama, and this word breath is also neshama, meaning spirit. So spirit, God, remember God is spirit, right? So God is spirit, he breathed the spirit into man, to mingle with man, so that man can become like God in life and nature. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, next scripture. Next scripture. All right, John 1:14. Begin.
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the cross of the Father, full of grace and truth.
So we know that the Word is Jesus. Word is Jesus, right? God. God's only Son. So He became flesh. Why He became flesh? To mingle with us. To make his dwelling among us. He made his dwelling among us. To mingle with us. Oh, praise God. God did not just send his son. Listen carefully. God did not just send his son to us. But God mingled with us.
Amen.
Through his son.
Amen.
By becoming the life-giving spirit.
Yes.
We call it process triune God. Say process triune God.
Process triune God.
A process triune God. God is invisible. His spirit is invisible. But he became visible through his son. We call it embodiment of triune God. Christ Jesus is the embodiment of triune God. He became the visible God. Why? So that he can mingle with human being. Right? The whole purpose of God being a triune God is to mingle with us. So if you miss this point, then you're missing the gospel. You're missing the Bible. You're missing your life. So God became man, visible, and Jesus lived a process, triune God, life of triune God, a process triune God life, by living a 33 years and a half life, and he died on the cross, and he became a life-giving spirit. When he rose again, amen? Why? So we can mingle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Mingling.
Amen.
Mingling is the key. Mingling is the way. Mingling is the key.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, if this word sounds unfamiliar, sounds new to you, then this message is for you. Alright? If this word sounds familiar, praise God for that. If this word sounds unfamiliar, this message is for you.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. Again, a few more verses, no? Oh, Lord Jesus, can we look at John 9? John 9. Oh, you don't have it? Okay. You know John 9, you know the story of blind man, right?
Yeah.
Jesus spit it, right? And then mixed with the ground. With the ground. And then he put on the blind man's eye. And they go to the river and wash it. And he got healed. The blind man received the sight. Now here, again, something from his mouth came out. Right? It's kind of, ew. Who can say ew? He spit it on the ground. Something came out from him and got mingled, got mixed with the ground, which is us. We are dust, remember? So here, again, it's a mingling. Only through the mingling we can receive the sight.
Amen.
Only through the mingling we can enjoy the triune God.
Amen.
John chapter 20, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared before his disciples, and then he breathed. John chapter 20, right? Verse 22. He breathed the breath of God. Again, he breathed into the disciples, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Again, something came out from him and entered into the disciples. This is called mingling. Oh, brothers and sisters, look at this up now. Look at this. I'm feeling that just one or two need more explanation. This is so important. Listen. If something came out from God and has never entered into you, you're not born again yet. Okay? Only if something came out from Him and has entered into you, you're born again.
Amen.
Only when you have entered into God, you're born again.
Amen.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes into, when you are into God, you're born again.
Amen.
Matthew 28:18, verse 19, right? Go into the whole world and make disciples of all nations, right? And baptize them into the name. Praise God.
Amen.
If you have never entered into God, that's not born again. If God has never entered into you, if you have never entered God, so God comes into you, you enter into Him. This is called mingling. Praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on. Saints, let's call on His name.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, brothers, can you look up? This is God's time. Amen. So, let's give full attention to Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Maybe 10 more minutes. Give full attention to Him because it's God's time. Pay attention. Even as we listen to the Word of God, there's a spiritual warfare. Okay? The enemy will do everything to take away your attention. Praise the Lord. We need to focus on Him. Amen. Worship. Love Him with your mind. Mind focus. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we know now the Bible is a story of mingling between God and man. Okay. Next. Okay. What is the purpose of the process trying God? I'm going to go quickly. Let's read that together. Begin. God's purpose is to mingle with man by putting Himself into man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when you love somebody so much that you really want, when you have a desire to become one with him, one with her. Do you understand? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, here's a baby Christian here. Baby Christian. We love him so much. Do you love him?
Yeah,
I love him so much. He really looks like Stephen and Martha. And he's so adorable. Every time I look at him, he smiles. He replied with a big smile. And I think he's only smiling to me. Just kidding. So every time he smiles, it melts my heart. Right? He's so lovable that I love him so much. This is what I do. When I love so much, what I do? Do I just look at it? No. I kiss him, right? I touch his cheek. With my cheek, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? When you love somebody so much, you don't just look at it. God loves you so much, He did not just look at you. God has entered into you. This is what all process trying God is all about. Next. Okay? Incarnation. God became man. Let's read that. Read this, brothers. Ready? Go.
God
became man so that man can become God. Praise God.
Amen.
When you walk on the street, don't walk like this. Don't walk like penguin walk. Penguin. All right? Lift up your country. Lift up your head. Okay? Why? Because you are called to live a God-man life.
Amen.
Don't be disappointed. Don't be depressed by the circumstances. All the circumstances in your life is there to gain Christ.
Amen.
To become like Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is sovereign. He's working in your life.
Amen.
You are under the sovereignty of life. So everything that has happened in your life, look, listen, you need to, by faith, thank Him.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Because God is training you to live like a God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you wanna understand cat and live like a cat, then what do you need to do? You need to receive what?
Life of cat.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the moment you receive the life of cat, then you will walk like a cat. You sound like a cat.
Meow.
You sound like a cat, right?
Amen.
Do you understand? If you want to live like a dog, you have to receive what? Life of
dog.
You want to live like God, you have to receive
life of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the life of God.
Amen.
When you receive Jesus, you can live like God.
Amen.
It's Jesus God. Praise the Lord. You can forgive God like God has forgiven you. You can love your enemies like God has loved His enemies. Praise the Lord. You can be merciful. You can be gracious. You can understand just like God. This is the meaning of incarnation.
Amen.
All right, and let's go to the next one. Human lady. Jesus Christ lived 33 years of life, right? Listen, whatever He lived, listen. This was, let's go to the next verse. Look at this verse now. John 5:19. Begin. Jesus gave them this answer.
I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He can do only what He sees His Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
Isn't this wonderful here? Look, this is what Jesus is saying. I tell you the truth, the Son, me, right, can do nothing by Himself. Right? Listen. Jesus said, I cannot do anything by myself. Praise God that I cannot do anything.
Amen.
Praise God you cannot do anything.
Amen.
Praise God we are limited. Praise God that we cannot do anything by ourselves. That's good news. Okay? And then Jesus says, He can do only what He sees His Father doing. So Jesus lived by the Father, not by Himself. So this human life is a model, is an example for all of us that we can live like God. We can live like Jesus.
Amen.
Because listen, we don't live by our humanity. We don't live by the life of human. We live by divine life.
Amen.
A divine life. Right? Divine life that is in us, we live by God. When God became flesh, Jesus, in Jesus there was God. So Jesus lived by the Father, by God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We call it God-man life.
Amen.
We are called to live a God-man life.
Amen.
Believe or not, this is possible.
Amen.
Because God lives in us,
Amen.
Lives in you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When you're at the moment that your anger is coming up, just call on His name, oh Lord Jesus, then you can act like God. You can talk like God. All of a sudden, you're filled with the forgiving spirit. And it's so easy to forgive. But with your own effort, with humanity, with the life of human, you cannot forgive. Even if you forgive, it will come back later. After one day, it will come back. No, I'm not going to forgive. Praise God.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's go. The cross and the resurrection. Brothers and sisters, let's understand this very clearly. The function of the cross is to wipe out our sin and sins. Amen? But the cross is not the goal. The goal of triune God is not to die for us. It is not. The goal for Jesus, the goal of God is to die and rise again.
Amen.
Rose again.
Amen.
Why? Only when He rose again from the dead, He becomes a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
When He becomes a life-giving spirit, then we can mingle with Him.
Amen.
Do you understand? So praise God, Jesus died on the cross and He took away all our sins and made us good vessel, right? Clean vessel. Now He can fill us with His life.
Amen.
For the mingling purpose.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. And He became a life-giving spirit. Okay, let's read the scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Ready? Begin.
The last Adam became a
life-giving spirit. What is the spirit? You heard this so many times now. What is the spirit? Let's define the spirit. Okay? Define the spirit. Okay. Spirit here in the Greek word means pneuma. Everybody say pneuma.
Pneuma.
Pneuma. How about say pneumatic Christ?
Pneumatic Christ.
Very good. Christ is pneumatic Christ, meaning He's the Spirit, the Lord's Spirit. Praise the Lord. Jesus is now the Spirit. Okay, listen. So Spirit means wind. Okay. Do you feel the wind now? No, right? You don't feel the wind now, right? This room is kind of sticky, right? It's hot. Okay. How about now? Thank you. I was expecting this. Right? So do you believe there's wind? Yeah, very good. You don't see it, but you feel it, right? How about the air? Do you see it?
No.
Do you see it?
No.
But do you believe it?
Yeah.
Yes. If you don't believe it, you die. you cannot breathe and you die after 5 minutes, right? How about breath? See, you know what I'm saying? Spirit is like a wind, air, and breath. You don't see it with your physical eyes, but it's there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Christ is the Spirit, and we don't see it with our physical eyes, but it's here.
Amen.
Full of it.
Amen.
It's full of it.
Amen.
In your spirit, there's a Christ who is a Spirit.
Amen.
Here, there's a Christ who is a Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the moment you say, you know what I'm going to say, right? The moment you say,
Oh Lord Jesus,
then you are inhaling. You are breathing in the Spirit who is Christ. Are you getting this?
No.
Oh Lord Jesus! You call on His name, He will come into you as a spirit to mingle with you.
Amen.
This is the gospel!
Amen.
This is the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All Christian is mingling with God now.
Amen.
He's excited. He's excited. Praise the Lord. So here's the good news. We can now read the good news now. I'm almost done. Yeah, read the good news. Ready? Begin. By drinking the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can drink the Spirit. Do you know that?
Amen.
We can inhale the Spirit. We can breathe in the Spirit. Okay, next. Okay, so God desires the highest light now. Okay, with this, I'm going to close. Okay, so pay attention now. Okay, I'm going to do a demonstration. All right? If you are destined to do this demonstration, please come up. If you are destined to do this demonstration, who are the four people who were appointed? All right? No. Yeah. Okay.
Adam.
Oh, he's sleeping. Let him sleep. You know, where there's the presence of God,
so brother is here.
Saints sleep. So it's a blessing. One more. Alright, so there are four kinds of light, four different kinds of light. Lowest, somewhat higher, and higher life, and highest life. Okay? All this was in the morning revival, right? Okay, here. Who's going to be, you're going to be lowest? Like this. So do you see the word here? After he described his life, we are going to declare it. Alright? Let's try it. See, it's up. Very good.
You are somewhere high.
Okay, ready? Let's try this now. Demonstrate, right? Okay, brother, you start first. You explain your life.
Lowest life, flesh and lust. Dirty animal. Big, miserable life.
Everybody say it.
Grow up.
You need to grow up.
Somewhat higher life, mind and will. Smart animal, which is like, well, vanity of vanities.
Amen.
My life is higher life. I'm led by the conscience. And I'm just a... human life. I'm just having a human life.
Amen.
A good life.
Amen.
Cheer up. Cheer up.
My life is the highest life.
Uh-huh.
I am being led by the mingled spirit.
Amen.
By the divine life.
Amen.
This is the glorious life.
Amen.
This is in the church life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. So, four different kinds of life. Which one do you want to live? Lowest, lowest, somewhat high, higher, and highest.
Highest.
Okay, let's go from the lowest. Lowest life, animal life. Raise your hand. Flesh and lust. Nobody, right? Praise God for that. How about somewhat lower, huh? Somewhat lower. Led by the mind and will. Okay. How about higher life? Led by conscience. That's a good life.
Right.
Anybody? Praise God. So then, that means everybody wants to live a highest life. Led by the mingled spirit. This is a church life. Glorious life. Raise your hand.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is the only way that we can live, right? A church life. Praise the Lord. Okay, next. Okay, so this kind of mingling life is possible only through the cross and the Spirit, okay? 1 Corinthians 15:31. Listen, if all of us, we are very much alive in our flesh, nothing's going to work, right? There's no church life, right? Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15:31, Apostle Paul confesses. He says, I die daily. Everybody say, I die daily.
I die daily.
Talk to somebody. You die daily.
I die daily.
If he doesn't die, crucify him. Billy, if your husband does not die, you're going to help him to crucify him, right? You're going to crucify him? You're going to crucify him daily, right?
Yeah.
If she does that, you're going to crucify her too?
Amen.
I die daily. Okay, brothers and sisters, listen up now. This is a confession. God has called us to mingle with God, to live a God-man life, and this is only possible through mingling, right? But this mingling has to do with cross and resurrection. This mingling has to do with death and resurrection.
Amen.
Has to do with the cross and the Spirit. Everybody say cross and the Spirit.
Cross and the Spirit.
Okay? The cross and the Spirit. Next. Okay. So, listen. The cross, we need to die daily. We need to remind ourselves that we have been crucified. Galatians 2:20, right? I am crucified. Praise the Lord. Crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Daily we need to be crucified. Now, look, with this, I close, right? Let me ask this question. Do you think you can experience the power of the cross with yourself? Brother Toki, pick on you. Do you think you can experience, because it is so important for us to experience the cross and the resurrection, okay? So that we can mingle with God. And God can have place in us, so we can live a God-man life. We can live not by human life, but divine life. Now, is it possible to experience a cross with your own strength?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
How about you? No. So, they testify it is impossible to experience the cross, the death of Christ, with our own effort, right? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Then, what is the answer? Here's the answer. We know the answer. It is the only way to experience the cross, the death of Christ, is through the power of resurrection. The power of His life, divine life. When we receive triune God, when we receive His life, guess what? His life enables us to experience the cross. So resurrection comes first, and cross comes later. Second, do you understand? In the proper order, the process, triumph, God, cross comes first. But in our experience, resurrection comes first.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you are in the power of His resurrection, when you are in the spirit of His resurrection, it is then you can experience the power of the cross. Dead to yourself, alive to God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
For this mingling life,
Amen.
We die to ourselves every day through the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm finished with the message.
Amen.
Now it is time for us to eat. Amen?
Amen.
So what about the previous verse. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6:17. How about we eat these scriptures, brothers?
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
Let's all stand together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's call on His name.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So let's eat the scriptures together. We all know how to eat, right?
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He who is joined.
Amen.
He who is joined.
Amen.
Somebody eat. Come on.
But he.
Amen.
But he who is joined with the Lord.
Amen.
Is one spirit.
Amen.
The one who joined to the Lord.
Amen.
The one who joined to the Lord.
Amen.
One spirit.
Amen.
One spirit.
Amen.
One spirit.
Amen.
God spirit.
Amen.
One spirit.
Amen.
Join to the Lord.
Amen.
Join to the Lord.
Amen.
He was joined to the Lord.
Amen.
Join to the Lord.
Amen. We are ready to join today.
Amen.
We are ready to join now.
Amen.
Therefore we call upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord's name.
Amen.
And joined to his spirit.
Amen.
He said, but he who is joined to the Lord.
Amen.
Is one spirit with him.
Amen.
This is the meaning of a mingled life.
Amen.
The meaning of a God-man living.
Amen.
Mingling with the Lord is so easy.
Amen.
And the Lord is a spirit.
Amen.
We also have a spirit.
Amen.
Opportunity.
Amen.
Turn to him and to call upon his name.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is ready to dispense himself into us.
Amen.
We just need to be open to him.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can see the Lord in the heaven.
Amen.
Into our spirit.
Amen.
We are joined to the Lord.
Amen.
We cannot be one in spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we need to be joined in one.
Amen.
With the Lord.
Amen.
So our spirit can be one.
Amen.
So brothers, sisters, mingle with God daily.
Hallelujah.
We have something called morning revival.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, don't take it lightly.
Amen.
This is so wonderful messages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mingle with God through morning revival.
Amen.
Mingle with God through the Bible.
Amen.
Open up the Bible and read it. Amen.
Amen.
And through prayer reading, the scriptures. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And not only that, mingle with the church.
Amen.
Every week.
Amen.
At least every week. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, this is a way to live.
Amen.
Can we show us the last scripture? Oh, let's declare this. One body. One last scripture. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, the last scripture we're going to declare together. Ready?
Amen.
Ready, church?
Amen.
Oh, you're not ready. Ready?
Yes!
Okay, begin.
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one home when you were called. One Lord.
Sisters, brothers, verse 4,
amen.
Sisters, verse 5,
amen.
And everybody together, verse 6, all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mingling spirit has to do with one body,
amen.
One God,
amen.
One Lord.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead. Sisters, begin.
Make every effort to be the unity of the Spirit of the Lord, the Lord and peace.
There is one body
and one spirit.
Just as you were called as one Lord, when you were called.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism,
one God, and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and through all.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Father, praise the Lord. Oh, let's enter into the Holy of Holies now and mingle with him just a moment. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we enter.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We enter the Holy.